Righto. The sun's been out the last 2 days. Yep. I know for a fact Lady Susie sent me a photo she took of you in the backyard with your shirt off.
And
you were happy with yourself.
I reckon
you,
right now.
You thought you were ripped and cut.
Right now, I'm in Argentinian actor referee condition.
That guy last night.
You saw our man run around last night.
Oh, he was pumped, wasn't
he? No, I'm not. We can all do with a little bit of this and a bit of that.
I know, because you
but
did...
But what do you do, though?
Well, you did take your shirt off. In the last 2 days, you took your shirt off because it was 30-odd degrees.
I can't get the chocolate ripple back. I used to have a six-pack. Can I get a six-pack again by the time I'm 60?
I don't know if it's
too late
possible at your age or my age, for that matter, but there would be a whole host of our listening audience who'd be saying, hey, I wouldn't mind dropping a keg or two. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at your veranda.
Oh,
your tool shed.
No, you can't.
You're exploding.
Chief Brabon is the new men's health fitness director. I buy this magazine every time when I'm at the supermarket because the bloke on the front cover, I think to myself, that's going to be me this summer. Chief joins us on the line. Chief, thanks for your time. Is that a realistic goal of mine, or am I cooked at age 50?
No, seriously, boys. It's not beyond you at that age. Oh. Now, there's plenty of guys that we're working with in their 50s and 60s who are looking pretty ripped in time for summer.
Hey, Chief, now, what we're going to do in this with these segments, and we love having you on board, Men's Health is a magnificent magazine. Our audience, 94291116, you can ring if you've got a question, but they want to say, listen, I want to cut through all the BS, the fitness BS out there. What do I need to do? What's the number one thing I need to do to drop a keg or two?
Ultimately, it comes down to you have to build your metabolism.
What's that
mean? So the way you do that is you need to be doing your resistance training. So you need to do either your body weight resistance training or get onto some weights and mix it with some high-intensity cardio training. So a bit of sprint work on the bike, you know, out on the field. You boys remember, you know, those days where you do your shuttle runs and things like that, how high your heart rate would stay after each sort of sprint. That's the stuff we need to be doing. We need to get away from the long, slow, arduous cardio, which is obviously not time efficient for most people at our age where we've got other stuff to get through with the day. Get out there, get it done quickly, and get the results.
What about our... I'm hearing all that, Chief. The diet, though. We have to change our diet, do we not?
You do. And it's funny, particularly now with a lot of the AFL teams, they're starting to learn about what's called keto adaption.
What?
Where we're trying to teach our body to use fat for energy as opposed to using carbohydrates for energy.
How do you do that?
Yeah, how do you go about that?
So basically you need to reset yourself by this is the hardest part of it, for a couple of weeks at least. You need to cut out all the complex carbs. So your pastas, breads, rice, things like that. You definitely need to cut out your alcohol for a few weeks.
Oh, well, just go cold turkey on all that stuff.
Yep, go cold turkey early on. And then what your body does, it goes... Damn, where am I going to get my energy from?
Yeah.
Carrying around all this store of energy around my middle, it's going to start using your body fat for energy.
Chief,
the only way you can cut it.
This is the issue we've got with this. Not me, well, yes, me, but a lot of people who are listening, they're going, I'm not cutting out pasta. And I can't cut out my toast in the morning.
Not all that
I just
stuff.
Can't do that, Chief.
What about just gradually, Chief?
No, the funny thing is that if you do it quickly in a hit, like tearing off a Band-Aid, your body adapts really quickly, but you'd start to not want those things. So I was a carboholic. You know, I grew up a distance runner at school, pasta for dinner, 3 bowls of pasta, you know, heat it up in the morning, have it before I went to school. So I was always on carbs. Now, I don't crave them at all. I don't crave chocolate. I don't crave alcohol. It's a treat for me now. And it's easy. But you just got to get through those first couple of weeks. And the benefit is if you can do those first couple of weeks, you see the results straight away.
Okay.
You know what that's like. If you see it, definitely going to hang on to it.
That's right. You start to feel better about yourself. But what do you replace them with when you're eating? I mean, it's okay to cut all those things out, but they're the staples of a lot of people's diets. I mean, what else do you eat in replacement?
Go old school, meat and veg. You know, you can have lean meats, you can have, you know, steaks and things, obviously seafood, chicken, pork as well. Good quality vegetables, so, you know, obviously salads are fine, but if you want to have, you know, hot veggies as well, you just steer clear of things like your potatoes. A lot of the starchy things that when we eat them, we tend to feel quite bloated afterwards. We feel lethargic, you know, falling asleep on the couch after a big meal. Get away from that. You'll have better energy levels, and the amount of food you can eat is a lot more because you're fueling your body.
Hey, getting on so much SMS traffic at the moment that got questions, Chief. a couple of guys out here saying, okay, if I want to start tonight, I finish work at 5, I don't want to go to a gym because I get feel intimidated and I don't know how to do all the exercise. What's the first thing that they can sort of introduce themselves?
Start at home.
What?
Okay, so I'm working on a principle of 2x2x20. 2 meters by 2 meters by 20 minutes. That's all you need to achieve goal. So you just get out there and do some body weight squats, push-ups, you know, just keep it simple. But when you're doing your cardio, go old school again. Go into your jumping jacks, you know, some squat jumps, all the stuff that, you know, has been around for 20, 30 years. It's the best stuff. If you're skipping rope, even that really boosts your heart rate up. You only need 20 minutes, but you've got to make that 20 minutes count.
Ooh. And what should a day of an eating day look like, basically?
In the morning, you know, bacon and eggs, first thing in the morning.
Bacon and eggs.
Avocado. This is the whole thing. People think it's hard to give up carbs, but if you're eating bacon, nothing's going to be that hard.
Yeah, but bacon you use
in the morning.
That's right, but there's no toast, is that right?
No toast. But I say that there is now a company called the Protein Bread Company that does a no-carb, high-protein toast. So it tastes like toast. It feels like toast because obviously people love a bit of crunch in the morning. There's always alternatives now that are these very low-carbohydrate, high-protein options. It's so much easier. Even there's pastas and rices, same thing, that are called Slendia that has almost no carbohydrate at all. But still, you can make up a bolognese, you can make up, you know, sort of a rice-based dish, paella or something like that. You're not even going to notice you're doing it.
Hey, this is like free advice. There's that many questions coming through. We're going to fire a couple at you, Chief,
yeah,
who's Chief Braben, actually the Men's Health Fitness Director. So, juice cleanse, any good or not?
No. I'm not a big fan of the cleansers because, I mean, short-term, they're not a bad way to get some toxins out of your body, but you'll lose a lot of fluid from your body as opposed to fat,
right, which
will give you this perception you're losing weight. We don't want to lose weight. We want to lose fat. We want to increase muscle, particularly as we get older. Muscle and bone density want to increase, and we want to drop body fat.
What about fasting?
Fasting can be done, what they call intermittent fasting. So, you know, not eating early in the morning and training straight away after you've slept overnight, because that's what's called breakfast. Breaking the fast in the morning. Just have it a little bit later after your first 20-minute workout in the morning and you will get benefit. Long-term fasting, it tends to play with your metabolism a little bit and it's a little bit more of a fine art.
Is swimming any good for you?
Swimming's good for you, but when it comes to fat burning, it's not a great fat burner because you're not supporting your own body weight. It's a little bit like cycling. Often cycling, you'll see a lot of bigger dudes out there on the bike. And it's because they're not supporting their body weight. You know, if they're running and things like that, they're going to get a little bit more out of it.
But what if you keep tearing your calf in half, Chief?
Well, then we need to look at upper body options. So you've probably seen all the teams now using battling ropes.
Yep.
It's one of the best fat burning exercises you can possibly do. All upper body. If you've got a lower body injury, not a problem at all.
And Chief, the man boobs. I'm just watching Gary here, and they're going up and down. And
hey,
he's just been in the time that I've been working with them. They've been slowly but surely they've been growing, and they've been drooping a little bit. Yeah. Is there something that he can do before Christmas?
This is a question you want answered for yourself, Chief, and you put it on someone else.
I tell you, and you guys probably saw very recently, we had Guy Sebastian on the cover of Men's Health.
He looked good too.
Yeah, my wife and I were the trainers for his transformation. That was his number one thing. He was like the man boobs. Like, that was what he was concerned about.
Right.
You know, it's hitting strength work in your chest to obviously build that lean muscle mass, but body fat is body fat. You've got to drop it everywhere. You've just got to burn it. Everyone carries it a little bit differently, but ultimately you've just got to get leaner overall. And then, they'll go away.
Pete, do you have to do weights and things like that?
Bench presses?
In association with that?
Yeah, so what you want to do is what we call dark training, dynamic aerobic resisted conditioning, which is basically you do one or two sets of strength work. So just example, push-ups and pull-ups. You know, you do one set on each, and then you smash out about a minute of high-intensity cardio, jumping jacks, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, do it again. If you do that for 4 or 5 sets and then work on another body part, that's all you need to be doing. It's
that
tough,
is.
Like you've got to work it, but it's not a long period of time. You don't have to have a lot of gear.
Gary, why aren't you writing this down?
Because I've got it, I can listen on the podcast and go over the whole thing again, which a lot of people are saying, can we put this on the podcast? We will. Hey, the response has been fantastic here, Chief. So many questions coming through. It's obviously an area, and this is it's a growth industry, of course. So we appreciate you coming on. Hopefully we can do this regularly. What about coffee? Good, bad, or indifferent?
Coffee, as long as you don't like anything, don't have too much of it. It's fine. I have a cold-pressed coffee every morning before I get up at 4 a.m. to go and teach my boot camps. Increases your metabolism and obviously, you know, increases your awareness. You just don't want to rely on it as a stimulant all the time. So early in the morning, getting you up and going, you know, sort of little away at it throughout the day, try to get more into your waters and things like that. None of us drink enough water most of the time. You just don't want to be dehydrating yourself by having too much caffeine.
I have four a day. Is that too many?
I would try to get down to 2 to 3 at most. When, you know, you want to make sure, again, that you're not springing out too long over the day, that you're going to keep your adrenaline up and things throughout the evening. You want to be able to sleep well and make the most of your recovery at night.
Lots of anecdotal evidence here. Boys, I'm doing exactly what the Chief's talking about. I was 120 kegs cold turkey 2 weeks ago, down to 113 as of this morning. That's cheers from
Beautiful.
Benny. Another one here. Dropped 14 kilograms in 12 weeks by cutting out complex carbs. This bloke's on point. Hey, Chief, appreciate it. You're going to join us again next week?
Definitely, boys. Love to.
Fantastic. There he is, Chief Brabourne, who is the new Men's Health Fitness Director. Men's Health Magnificent magazine. I read it every time it comes out. Wispy,